Okay, good morning. My name is Ben, and I've been with Jesus Club as well. So we meet on every second Monday night, and it's a pleasure for me to share the message not only with people at Jesus Club today, but also with the congregation. Now, we mentioned before what we learned last week, and as a clue about the questions I'm going to ask. But firstly, what I might do is I might just pray, and then we'll commit the following time to God, and hopefully that he'll open our hearts and open our ears and minds as well. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for giving us life. And thank you so much that no matter who we are, we can come and worship you. We pray now that you help me to speak your word and in truth, and that it will be helpful for us in how we live our daily lives, but also how we can worship you. And we ask these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so the talk today is what is God like? In fact, this term we have been doing all the qualities of God, and we've been describing what God is like. Now, before we do that, I was thinking, well, we've got a number of Jesus Club members here, but we also have some members who are not here. And I would love for our Jesus Club members to maybe describe what they are like, to see maybe we can introduce them even though they're not here. Okay, so here we have, and the first person that I'd love us to describe is Ping. Can you describe to us what is Ping like? How would you describe Ping?
Ping is a very good artist.
He is. In fact, he goes on Saturdays to the markets at the Rocks and he sells his paintings. He is a very, very good artist. Willis, what do you think when you think of Ping? Maybe he plays a piano. Maybe he does. I don't remember seeing him at the piano. But I remember Daniel at the piano. Maybe it's Daniel who you're thinking of. Oh, Ping can play piano. Okay, Willis knows Ping better than I do. That is awesome. Okay, let's try a second person. Jody. How do you describe Jody? Eliza, how would you describe Jody?
So I know Jody from Sunnycliff, and she works with me.
Ah, so Jody works with you, so you know her. How would you describe her?
She's kind.
She's lovely.
She's friendly.
And she's friendly, yes. And she's good. Wow, that's a really nice picture of Jody. I'm sure everyone here who's heard about it would love to meet Jody. And I think Jody's very playful, because every week I see her, I will say, Jody, what did you bring in your pocket today? And she will fumble in and she will show me a toy that she's brought for that week and be very proud of it. Fantastic. So that's Jody. Okay, one more person. Eric, how would you describe Eric? Yeah, Willis, Eric is not here with us today. Willis, how would you describe Eric? Okay, so you actually see him not only at Jesus Club, you see him at the train station as well. Fantastic. And how do you know it's Eric?
Maybe it was like seen him around or something.
You've seen him around. And is he as tall or is he sort of short?
Maybe he's short like a hobbit.
Short like a hobbit. Do you know, it's, yeah, with most other people you think, oh, is that a nice thing to say, but yeah, I think you're actually quite spot on. Yeah, that is awesome. What about, hey, Sihon, how would you describe Eric?
He is a very good person. He has the softest hands. Yes. Yes. And he moves slowly and very gently. Yes. So that's Eric. Fantastic. So we can use words to describe people to others so that we can get to know them. And in the same way, I think the Bible tells us about what God is like. Now, there've been five things that we've been learning, okay? So I'm going to see if you can remember. I'm going to give you a bit of a clue. So first thing is God is, what do you think? What do you think this is? God is good, God is great, yes, yes. Now, we might want to give the other people a try as well, because you guys know all of this, but they might not know, okay? So the next one, we're going to try and get them to. So the first thing is, God is good, okay. All right, the second thing is, I'm going to get other people, yeah. What do you think God is by this? God is strong. Yeah, so strong. There's another word I'm thinking. It starts with a P. Powerful. Yes, God is powerful. Fantastic. Okay, the third thing I'm thinking about is this. What do you think? Fantastic. Thank you, Eliza. God knows everything. When we did this with the members, I think I was pointing. Who was I pointing to? I was pointing to someone. I can't remember who it was. But then I had to go like this. And then she said, knows. And then she said, and then I said, yes, you're right. God knows everything. Yes, he knows everything. And then what did we talk about before? What did we learn last week? God is love. Yes, God is love. Fantastic. And there's one more thing that I only learned today, because just like Jono, I had difficulty going, how do you describe God? Like, how do you give a hint? And in the sign language, actually, it's like this. So God doesn't do this. Wow. Do you know sign language? No, maybe not, but you remembered. Yeah, you never done it, but you remembered. Fantastic. So Sihon, you did well as well. God never changes. There you go. And the only thing I can think of is a rock, right? But then even like Sihon was saying, but the rocks do change. So yeah, I've not found anything that doesn't change that we can actually represent God is. So that's quite unique. Okay, so now, God is all these things. He's good, he is powerful, he knows everything, he loves, and it never changes. You know the great thing about that as well? God allows us to have these qualities. And he also gives us a wonderful way to live out these qualities. And this is where the Bible verse for this week comes from. God's way is perfect. The Lord's word doesn't have any flaws. He is like a shield to all who go to him for safety. All right. So, not only, I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but what is God's way not like? God's way is not the way to make the most money. God's way is not the easiest way to live. You know, God tells us to follow him, but more often than not, we're not really, he doesn't tell us what's going to happen. So sometimes that can be really tricky. Other thing is, it's not the least painful way to live. You know, actually, any way to live, if it's a good way, there has to be some sort of pain.
That often they say, if there is no pain, there is no gain. But God promises that in his way, we will grow a lot as a result. And number four, God's way is not the way if you want to be first or if you want to be the best. You know, all the things that I'm good at, all the things that I can do, it's actually pretty useless in living God's way. We have to depend on God for everything. But God's way, what is God's way? God's way is a safe way. Because the passage says that God is like a shield to all who go to him for safety. God protects us. God keeps us and he preserves us. And you might say, well, how does he do that? I mean, if his way is not easy, that means it's hard. And there is pain. That means there's suffering. How can God keep me safe? Well, in the Bible, Jesus says, what is a man or a person who gains the whole wide world and yet loses his life? You see, we, in our own ways, tend to spend a lot of time chasing the good things in life. Money, food, good times, or even fame. But when we die, we take nothing with us. What is really valuable, though, is your life. God values you not for your abilities, nor for your achievements. He values his relationship with you. He doesn't care about your things, doesn't care about how good you are or what you have achieved or earned. He cares about you enjoying God himself. Because that's the only thing that will last forever. And how can we know that God's way is perfect and his word is flawless, as the passage says? Well, it's because God's word became a person in Jesus. He came and lived among us. He showed us God's way. He was the perfect person who trusted and obeyed God. He showed us that God knew everything, including what we're thinking and also what we needed. He showed us God's love by taking the punishment for our sins, what we deserve when we said no thanks to having God as our King. Jesus allowed himself to be hung on a cross and to die. Jesus also showed us how powerful God is by overcoming death and becoming alive again. He assures us that God never changes, because no matter who we are, what we've done, whoever turns back, believes in Jesus, and follows his way will have a certainty of knowing that they are God's child with the promise of eternal life. And just like the lighthouse that we sang before, God will guide us in his perfect way. And as a good, good father, he knows what we need. He loves us just as we are. He will protect us. And he will never leave us alone. So, the question for all of us is, which way would you want to live? Do you want to live your way? Or would you like to do what the psalmist says, which is to acknowledge God's way being perfect, that his word and Jesus being with no flaws, and to find his shield for us to keep us safe? Why don't we answer that in our hearts as we pray to God? Let's pray. Dear God, we praise you for you are perfect and your ways are perfect. Thank you for being a good father to us and loving us for who we are. Thank you for not walking away from us in our wrestling or in our doubts. Thank you for your great love in leading us through troubled times. Thank you for sending us Jesus to die on the cross and to forgive my punishment for turning away from you. Help us to come back, to follow you, and to trust in your promises so that we can enjoy you fully and let you lead us to eternal life. Amen.